and I was really embarrassed when my oldest son played in the high school band, and they had been invited to Wallowa Lake in August to play in an outdoor concert. And my son came to me and said, "Dad, do you suppose that you and Mom would come to Wallowa Lake and see and listen to my band play?" And I looked at him and I said, "Why, sure I would." And he looked at me and he said, "You know, I have never been to Wallowa Lake." And it just stunned me that I had deprived all my boys of being ever been to Wallowa Lake, 80 miles, but they knew been to every lake, all 100 lakes of the Wallowas, Eagle Cap Wilderness, every trail in the Wallowas. And I've turned them loose clear in the edge of Idaho, and they've walked all the way through to La Grande, 80 miles, and yet I had never taken them to Wallowa Lake. I really almost felt that little, but yet it emphasized that I really had, I thought I had showed them the whole world, their whole life. But that was...
You had shown them Hell's Canyon.
But they have all rode horses and mules, yeah, and killed bighorn sheep and bear and hunted first my one son killed the first spring bear in Oregon, the first illegal spring bear hunt 14 years ago. And then they have worked for the Forest Service maintaining and building trails on Hell's Canyon, and we gave up on the Eagle Cap after we discovered Hell's Canyon because it's truly wilderness. You don't see ever, hardly ever, any other human beings because there's so much country out there. You know where to go to have a true wilderness experience, and you can't hardly do it on the Eagle Cap anymore because too many people have found out about it.
When you take boys to the Hell's Canyon, what do you talk about?
Well, first place, they were always out on a rock with a fishing pole.
So they're talking about the fish.
and the fishing, and look around one end of the lake and see a wolverine going around through the rocks, and then the elk are usually, August is the most desirable time of the year because... and so elk are bugling, and every time I tell Jean where our family went to camp, or if we ask her, she would tip us off where the best camp spot back away from the lake so that you didn't have any other visitors feel deprived or shorted for a wilderness experience by somebody already being there. So she always told us, if you go back around, you can be away where you won't ruin the experience, but you have already had the experience of a wilderness by you being the first one there.
Right, you're talking about Eagle Cap Lake.
And Eagle Cap Lake.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. In Hell's Canyon?
We don't have very many lakes. The Oregon side, but the Idaho side, Seven Devils has lots and lots of lakes.
But you go to Hell's Canyon for somewhat different purposes. I mean, the main thing you see is the river, right? And you go on these trails. You're observing plants? Talking
all
about
of
animals?
Mm-hmm. You do. And there's species of vegetation, plums and prayer, and apples. Some apples that are like this, that don't have a worm in them, because they're so far back there, the worm hasn't found them.
These are wild apple trees?
And they're wild. Nope, they were, most of them domestic.
Planted by homesteaders?
But the wild cherry and wild plum and a lot of that is native. And of course, we maintained 80 miles of trail and went after the camp and then went down to the river and watched a family of otter swim along beside us for about 20 miles, playing in the water, and they knew we were enjoying them, and certainly they were enjoying us in a way. But you have and then you see remnants of old homesteads and the old farm machinery that is rusted up, and you visit about that, how primitive that all that was, and how did they get all of that equipment 50 miles from the nearest road, mm-hmm. you know, and there's many. This Ace Barton writes stories about gold mining stamps being put on the backs of big draft horses that carry a half a ton of weight, which is about four times more than any other animal, and getting them into these areas. And that old equipment is still there because nobody knew how to get it out after they got there. So it's just, there's lots, and he makes it detailed. Those books just go right in our saddlebag, and you ride around into one homestead, and you open up the pages, and you read about the name of the family that was there, and you can visualize that they did all the haying that they could do on this little 5-acre area.
You can get all this from the Ace Barton book?
Uh-huh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Sounds very complete.
It is complete.
You surveyed everyone who was living there at the time?
And their names. Mm-hmm. And someone would live on the Idaho side of the river, and he'd tell how they would row a boat across the river and stay overnight with those folks, and then come back and on to his side of the river. And it's really a very complete book. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, have there been archaeological studies of the Indians being there?
Not nearly enough, and not that all that plentiful.
What's the evidence that they were there?
There are visible teepee rings, of which one of the lawsuits that are just being filed is the Forest Service building an illegal road right in to where the provide access to where there will be public vandalism of a lot of these archaeological sites.
What is a teepee ring?
It's where a teepee has been for hundreds of years, and a recess of them living down in a kind of a bowl. And
lined with something?
No, they just had their teepee poles in their teepee. But they lived down in there and built fires for many years, that it just got lower and lower. The soil would be moved around just by human activity.
Yeah. I would have thought erosion might cover those up.
It has lately been some of that, and we have part of our lawsuit is to make the Forest Service close that road so that human activity, there's so many people, public, that don't know that they're even a teepee ring. They don't recognize the site.
Why should they? Yeah.
And so they can't be totally blamed for mm-hmm. the erosion that they bring about.
Is there evidence of tools?
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. There is. There's a lot of that has been collected, and we have had an active archaeological, and it is a friend of us as conservationists. He's been very good about being secretive about where he finds things, but we often tell him where we run onto things, and then he collects it and brings it in so that it won't be vandalized. Mm-hmm. And Rick knows where a lot of petrograph work is up away from the river, and he does a very good job of taking river floater clients and pulling in and say, we got a little hike up to this area, and I'll show you some really good Indian artwork, and it is exceptional.
Uh-huh.
But you don't tell them, hardly anybody, where those are at. You don't trust them.
Yeah.
The canyon is full of them. And I bet very small percentage of it has actually been actually recorded.
Do we know with certainty which tribes were there?
We think so. The Nez Perce dominated this part of the...
Yeah.
They were... Not many of the other tribes really wanted to work as hard as the Nez Perce did.
Yeah.
Wintering in the canyon.
Were the Shoshones farther south in Idaho?
Yes, they were. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We just got back last month from Great Falls, Montana, where I hosted my ship's reunion for Lewis and Clark and C.M. Russell. Museums are all up for the 200th anniversary is coming up in 2 years. So, Sacagawea was Shoshone, and the Shoshone and the Nez Perce were pretty friendly tribes among themselves. And they dominate most of the Snake River and the Montana, Lemhi, Idaho, southern Idaho area.
Mm-hmm.
It was very nice experience.
Okay.
All my shipmates really, we were in the Pacific during the war, and they really did enjoy Montana. Not one of them had ever been to Montana, so that was an experience. So the Nez Perce are our best friends.
Yeah.
Rick works with them hand in glove, and they're doing wolf recovery for us at Winchester, I believe is the name. It's right out of Lewiston a ways. They have wolf rehabilitation.
I'm sure we haven't exhausted the subject, but shall we end it here?
I think maybe we
can.
And
if you think of things that we should have talked about, we can schedule another time if you like.
We could do that.
Okay.
I'd like that.
Okay.
You'll Dell, what I'd do is make a few notes so I don't have these, what do we call them, senior...
You haven't had very
senior
many.
Senior moments.
You haven't had many of those at all.
I did. You spellbound me.
No, I always consider those moments when you're thinking.
I'm not sure you could have given me a heart attack when you... He pulled one that just topped everything.
Well, it was a surprise, yeah.